You're listening to SBS News.
When Frank Sr. Restuccia and his wife Nina moved to Australia from Italy after World War II, they focused on their trades to ensure financial security. Nina as a hairdresser, Frank a plumber. Both are now over the age of 70 and choose to still work today. But they didn't make any rich list. It's their 39-year-old son, also named Frank, who's on the 2019 Young Rich list. They're both beaming with pride.
Very proud.
Well, you know. It's
very, very proud.
Frank's a very quiet achiever. He never says anything. He doesn't speak much at all, you know. But, I mean, the results speak for themselves.
Frank is ranked at number 60, worth $53 million. He credits the strong work ethic he inherited from his parents and remembers the challenges they faced during the 1990s recession.
It hasn't always been easy for my parents. They've had to work really hard in the trades. And there were some tough times in the 90s with the recession. My father had a lot of properties and debt, and obviously was really tough with the interest rates rising. And so I learned through that period to be resilient and to be resourceful, and I've taken that into the business world as well. We've been able to fund our growth without having lots of debt, and that conservatism really has come through from my parents.
That business is a financial services comparison website called Finder, which Frank Restuccia created with his business partner and old school friend.
We launched with a credit card comparison service, and over the years we've now expanded into over 100 categories. It started very much a case of starting without necessarily a huge plan. So we decided to just get going with it and just put one step in front of the other.
Frank says Finder operates in 83 countries with 10 million online visitors each month.
Our service is free to the consumers that we help. We put a lot of work in to collate all the information and put the research in. And we receive a small fee when people go through from our site to a third-party website.
His co-founder, Fred Shabasta, is at number 22 on the list, worth $193 million.
Yeah, so I guess I started at college building websites for people, built an internet marketing company, and we slogged it out, ate tin spaghetti, did whatever we could to save a dollar and just get the business going and put all the profits back in to grow the company.
Also in technology is Ashik Ahmed, who moved to Australia from Bangladesh when he was 17.
My whole family migrated to Melbourne. I grew up in Melbourne. I was actually working in fast food, flipping burgers. I was an hourly paid worker myself, and I saw all the challenges on this side. And then I also got to see from the employer side, the challenges they have in managing the employees.
But it was his interest in maths and science, along with a chance meeting with his co-founder, which led to the creation of a workforce management system 11 years ago called Deputy. It helps business owners roster and pay their employees.
As well as, their leave, their availabilities, all those things getting sorted. And that is what we call workforce management. That's what Deputy does, and it does for 184,000 different businesses around the world.
With clients like Qantas and NASA, it's little wonder the 38-year-old is ranked at number 25, worth $148 million.
I never knew when I came to Australia that I'll be founding a technology company. Validation in life comes from enriching other people's life. And I think, other young entrepreneurs, and especially migrant entrepreneurs or migrants in this country, my advice to them is, Australia is such a great place to seek out an opportunity and maximizing it and following your passion to enrich other people's life.
Technology entrepreneurs feature heavily on the list. The top five are all from the sector. Michael Bailey, the editor of The Rich List, says of the 103 people listed, 36 are from technology, 20 from sports and entertainment, and 16 from financial technology or financial services.
It's with software or an online marketplace, you've instantly can scale that up to the world relatively quickly if you've got something that solves problems for people. So compared to slogging it out in Australia and then maybe gradually expanding in a traditional business, that the path to wealth is much greater.
Mr. Bailey adds, however, as a result, there is a gender imbalance.
Yeah, technology is increasing on the list, and that's just a sector that has struggled to get great female graduates and great female founders. That is slowly changing, but it really is a clarion call for it to change faster. Also this year, the fact that we had six new basketballers on the list, who are the Aussie invasion of the Men's National Basketball Association. So we've got guys like Matt Dellavedova, Ben Simmons, Patty Mills, all debuting on the list this year.
The total wealth of the annual rich list almost doubled this year to $41 billion. Software kings Mike Cannon-Brookes and Scott Farquhar from Atlassian are at numbers 1 and 2, each worth close to $15 billion.